If only we realized the fullness of the truth that is proclaimed to us today, particularly in the book of the prophet St. Isaiah, and then the Gospel of St. Matthew that we have just read. The prophecies are fulfilled before our eyes. What wonders are taking place and have taken place. And of course, when we celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass, all of those things take place at once. We are witnesses of the glory of God and of His only begotten Son, the Son of Mary, the ever-Virgin Mary, the mediatrix of all graces and co-redemptrix of all mankind with her Son, the Son of God. And of course, then all these places that were, and of course, to me, what gets me is the people who sit in darkness, who dwell in darkness. And this world of ours in which we live dwells in darkness, full and complete darkness. Most people don't know. Most people don't care to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and all of the great things that He has done for us. But some of us, and we should consider ourselves very blessed and very privileged, some of us are among those who sit in darkness but have seen a great light, the light of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so these things are fulfilled before us. And Christ goes out. Now, some people are always saying, why is He taking so long? Well, you know, it took Him 30 years to come out to preach to the people. He prepared, and He prepared the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph and St. John the Baptist and all those who were close to Him for this great event. And then He comes out after His 30th birthday. And then He begins to preach to us. Not to them, but to us. It is still taking place. Repent! The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then He begins the work. And He sees two brothers, Kephas, or Peter, the rock, and his brother Andrew. And He calls them. And they leave their boats and their fish and everything else, their nets, and they leave it. Somebody else can have it. And they follow Him. Immediately, it says in the Gospel, immediately, at once, confessing, they left their nets and followed Him. And then He walks a little further, and He sees two other brothers, one of whom will become His best friend, St. John the Evangelist. And even Jesus had a best friend. There's nothing wrong with that. And James, His brother, the first apostle to be killed. And they too were in a boat with their father Zebedee. Sometimes he is called Cleophas. And their mother Mary of Cleophas. And they were mending their nets because they always broke. And then He called them and immediately confessed Him. Subito. They left everything. Their boat and their father and their mother. She, however, followed them as all the holy women followed Christ. And we see that in the eighth station of the cross, which we shall soon enough, alas, be meditating upon. And He went about fulfilling the prophecy. The Son of God has been born. The Son of God has been manifested first to the shepherds of Israel, because salvation comes from the Jews, and then to the Magi and all their entourage. Saints Balthasar and Caspar and Melchior. And they've already visited Him, and you can see it here. Now they're leaving because they must not expose the child to danger from the wicked, false king Herod Antipas. And so
It has to be gone. And we are here. We are receivers, recipients of this great infinite mercy of God. Glory be to God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.